Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. You ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah! However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Churchy, and I gotta preach. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a get your Bible.
Amen, 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 amen. Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas, along with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima. I'm sorry, Pastor-elect Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for this chance to come and be a part of what is going on in this Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. We're just excited. Listen, guys, we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Listen, let's take a real quick commercial break. We got to take care of some real quick business real quick, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Let God arise.
Come on, Christ.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Let God arise.
belong to God. This is how we have church in the Pentecostal church. Belong to God. That's why I don't get upset when people say I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, Yvonne Scott, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Freestyle Friday, and this is the day we have entrepreneurs that come on and talk about their businesses, their books, upcoming plays, whatever else they're doing. Apostle real big on support. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Also, press one to speak. That's the only way we're going to know that you want to speak. Again, the number is 563-999-3628.
Amen, amen. And before we get started, as always, guys, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Let's talk to the Lord. Good morning, as we come to you, Father, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for all things being made well. Father, we ask that you take reins of this message, of this broadcast, take reins of this show, God, take reins of this interview on today. God, have your way on today. Father, we ask that you would speak in power and in peace and in joy. God, we ask that you would encourage the hearts and the minds of those that are listening in on this morning and give them clarity. God, give them strength, give them wisdom, give them power, God, on today. God, as they go into their day, God, giving them the new knowledge that, God, that they have obtained, God. God, from listening in this morning to these great guests that we have on this morning. Father, we pray that you would just send the power right now, God, into the place, God, that no one would be the same for coming, God. They will be changed, they will be informed, and they will be strengthened. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. And as always, guys, we like to share our morning scripture with you. And our morning scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 16, it's going to be verses 13 through 14. That's 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 through 14, 13 through 14. And it reads as this, as thus. We're going to be reading from the King James Version. And 13 and 14 says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith. Be a man of courage, be strong, do everything in love. I'm going to read that again. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, be a man of courage, be strong, do everything in love. Amen. Amen. Also, We want to make sure we acknowledge those great countries that are listening in as well. We thank God for all of our great countries, all of our missionaries, all of our apostles, all of our lay ministers, all of those that have gone out and are converting those that are coming to come to Christ, those that are in the highways and the hedges. And we want to say we are praying for you. We thank God for you. We thank God that you are continuing your work. You have put your hand to the plow, and you have not taken it down. So we want to encourage you this morning and tell you to continue the fight, continue the faith. Do not give up. Do not give in. Do not throw in the towel. Do not stop. Do not take your stand for granted. Know that we are here interceding and praying for you constantly, because we know the work that you're doing is a great work, and that the work that you're doing makes a difference. And we want you to know that. We want you to know that our hands of mercy and our hands of grace is around your life, and we're praying for you, and we're asking God to continue to keep his eye on you and keep his hand over your life. Amen. So we have Canada, we have United States, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have Saudi Arabia, we have Hong Kong, we have China, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Kenya, and we also have, the United Kingdom, and we just picked up Israel. So thank you guys so much for all that you do. Continue to like and support what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you guys so much for your continued connection and your continued support. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. And remember, guys, share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or if you guys have any questions for our guest on this morning, please make sure that you acknowledge that by pressing that 1 so we can relay your questions and prayer requests to the guest and to us as well. Amen. So I'm going to relinquish my stand, and my wife is going to start with the questions, and then I'll come back in.
Okay. Good morning. I introduce to some and others who might already know. The banks are on this morning. Good morning, man and woman of God.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing this rainy, gloomy day?
I like that. They sounded like they was in unison. Good morning.
We are one. We are unity.
All right. Come on now. Talk about it.
Yeah,
okay, first.
We practiced that before we came on. No, I'm just playing.
Okay. Tell the people y'all names first.
My name is Candace Blanks.
And my name is Reginald Blanks.
Okay, where are you guys from? We're going to start with the questions, so get ready.
I am originally from Arkansas, raised in Dallas, and I moved to Houston when I married my king. So
okay.
I'm here.
And I'm from Houston, born and raised in Houston, Texas. That's where I'm from.
Come on, H-Town, stand up. Apostle R2.
Yes, ma'am, we're here. You know, we jumbling around with our questions right now.
We tag teaming
this morning.
Gotcha. I just don't want to make sure that everything's good.
No, we're good. One of the first questions I want to have is, what is you guys' motivation? What motivates you guys?
You want me to start first?
Yeah, you can start first.
Oh, man. I have several things that motivate me. One, being God's assignment, knowing that I was created for a purpose and for him. And so I'm basically a vessel that he's using in this world because people need me and I need people. And that what motivates me. And then outside of that, it's my family, of course, my husband and our four children. They definitely motivate us to be better, to do better. And also just knowing that what I've been through some health challenges, and that motivates me, knowing that nobody knows when they're going to pass away or die, unfortunately. And so you want to make sure that you do everything in your power in this world while you're alive to fulfill God's purpose he has for your life. So that definitely motivates me.
Amen, amen. So what motivates me is vision. God has given me vision. I feel like I'm a man of vision. And if I know where I'm going, it kind of motivates me to know where I need to go to get there. And God has given me a lot. It's very important that we know what our purpose is, because if you know what your purpose is, I know I was created for God's people, and God's people need me, and I need God's people. So me knowing my purpose and me having a vision, I know exactly where I'm going. When days get bad, I can look at my vision, and God showed me this is where I need to go, and this is where I'm going. So when I look at my vision, I don't get discouraged. I know I might have bad days, but I see point Z, so I know that it's going to get better, because God has showed me my vision and my purpose and my family, because those are the things that motivate me, vision, my family, and God.
That's it. Okay. What businesses do you both have? Or do one have a business and the other one don't?
No, we actually have separate businesses. I do financial services by day, and I'm an actress, poet, minister by night, and everything else. And Reggie can tell you what he does.
Basically, we have a print and graphic company. We do logos, business cards, pretty much anything marketing. We also have a business called Open Book, and Open Book is the umbrella where we do our books, our clothing line, and pretty much speaking engagements and different things like that. So we currently have two businesses, and working on the third business as well.
Come on, third business. When did you both step out to start the business? Because being an entrepreneur is hard. A lot of people be scared. Well, somebody else is already doing that. But we need to focus on what God have us to do. When did y'all step out to start y'all businesses?
Hey man, actually I have a shirt on my clothing line. It's called I Fired My Boss to Chase My Dreams. So basically that was birthed when I worked for the school district, and at the school district I was there for 10 years. And they pretty much gave me like a pin my 10th year. And I was up for a promotion, and they hired somebody outside the company. And I really wanted that position. I wanted to stay with the company, but God had greater for me, and He had to show me I had to leave there, because I would never grow. I would be still living paycheck to paycheck. So I pretty much fired my boss to chase my dreams, and that's how everything pretty much started.
And for me, I went through a divorce, and so at that time I had bad debt, no money, bad credit, all the above, and I needed some extra money to, you know, pay off all of these things. And when the company that I'm currently with came to me and offered me and said, hey, listen, you want to make some extra money, I'm looking like, yeah, you know, I need to definitely get in there. But when I got in the company, it taught me about finances, taught me about, man, my husband and I, we really are, you know, spending a lot of money, you know, and we making the money, but we don't see it. And that's what most people do. They make money, but they don't see it. And so that really motivated me to really get engaged in a business and learn about money and how money works and how I can make money work for me. And so I never had my own business at all. You know, Reggie started CL Graphics before, and I was like, babe, you know, can I get some time, you know? And he was like, babe, I got invoices, you know. So he already had that business mindset, and I didn't know what business looked like, you know, on that point of running a business and owning up to the back end of business until I actually got my business in financial services. And what really pushed me out there is I went through some health challenges. I was diagnosed with neuropathy and gastroparesis, And 2 years ago, I went into renal failure. And so that really motivated me to say, you know what, I need to be at home because I was missing a lot of work. My background was medical. I worked in the medical industry for over 10 years. And when I got sick, they really didn't understand because they wanted me at work. You know, and my husband looking at me like, babe, you know, you work in the ER, you know, your immune system is compromised, you know. And he was like, you know what, I got to, you just need to quit. And so, but at that time, our home ran on a two-income household. So it was like, I had to really pray because it bothered me because we had visions. And now because of health issues and a lot of things, it put a damper in the vision that we had set for us. But I had to pray and ask God, Lord, send me a business where I can do from home and I can still be, you know, making money and being with my family at the same time. And that's exactly what he did. And it put that, I guess you can say my health issues pushed me into entrepreneurship because it grew me in that arena and I learned a lot about entrepreneurship.
Okay. Do you guys teach? Let me go back. Do y'all have children and how many?
Yes, we do. We have four. We actually have a blended family. And we have an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 13-year-old. We have three boys and one girl.
Do you guys teach and talk to them about being entrepreneurs, letting them know that mom and dad did it? If you have a vision to step out on faith and go for it, do you encourage them? Have y'all talked about it with your children?
Yes, ma'am. We actually try to teach them about financial literacy, and I actually have a course that I put together. It's called Millionaires Coming Soon for teens. So we definitely share them with the 65-35 rule. It's something that we use. That's pretty much pay your tithe 10%, pay your offering, which is 5%. You pay yourself is 10%, and you pretty much live off of 65%. We try to teach our kids you can't spend the whole 100%. If you make $1 million and you spend it all, I mean, you don't have any money. So you got to know how to delegate your money.
Most definitely. And also, just to piggyback on what my husband said, especially with me in finances, we have to teach them about financial literacy because that's our legacy. You know, if we make the money and they don't know how, I'm sorry, they don't know how to keep it, it's kind of like it's in vain for, you know, all the work we went through. I'm sorry, y'all.
You all right? No, don't worry about that. If someone
yeah, definitely we teach them about finances because we want them to be responsible with their finances. God says that you have to be a good steward over your money. And so we want them to be a good steward over their money because we don't want them to make the same mistakes we did because we wasn't a good steward at one point of time in our lives. Then we want them to learn from our mistakes and not to do it.
And that's good. That's breaking the generation curses because we wasn't brought up that way. Some of them wasn't.
Yes.
Some people wasn't brought up to save this and put this away and make sure you have that. So we applaud you guys for doing that because a lot of people don't do that to leave a legacy of financial, how to take care of your money and put some money up to the side. And if you open up this, make sure you give your and make sure you pay yourself and make sure you tithe. Everybody don't do that, and we thank you guys for doing that and all you guys for doing it to your children because they need to know that, especially in this generation here. Need to know that.
Oh yes, most definitely. And they, you know, kids nowadays, a lot of people give up on their kids nowadays.
Right.
But kids are watching. Actually, this generation of kids are entrepreneurs. They don't like people telling them what to do. They want to do
mm-hmm.
it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can formulate their minds into the right direction, then we will have the best generation of kids in this day and age because their mindset is entrepreneurship. Like we taught our kids about supply and demand. You know, if you got the supply, there's a demand for it, people will buy it. you know, and people will buy into you before they buy into products. And so you got to, you know, package yourself in a way that people want what you have because of you. And so a lot of times our kids right now, they took on what I did when I was in school, right? Selling cookies, candy, chips, all of those things. Well, that's the start. That's their first job, learning how to do those things, putting yourself out there. And so just breaking that shyness about yourself, because that's the main thing in entrepreneurship. You cannot be shy.
One of the questions, one of the things that you guys said earlier, you said to show them what business looked like. You said that earlier. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? To share with the people, what does business look like?
Okay, I would say what business look like is pretty much you got to have a plan and a vision. So as a business to know what business look like, you pretty much got to do your research and study and show know what business that you're in.
Yep, and just add more to that is you got to have a schedule. I remember when I came into business, you know, before I got my own business, I was just doing whatever I want to do, waking up whenever I want to wake up, just doing me, you know. You can't do you in business. You got to still work as if you're working for somebody else, because now you're working for yourself. There's you know, we do a lot of self-development. You know, of course, God first, and then everybody else that we listen to, like Jim Rohn, Eric Thomas, Les Brown, different people that out there who already done made it, and now they're teaching others how to make it. And so one of the things when I first got into the company that I'm with, they taught us schedule. You got to organize your time. You have to say, I'm waking up at 6 o'clock. I'm giving time to God. I'm doing this at 7 o'clock, eating breakfast. I'm exercising at 8 o'clock. You know, what do your schedule look like? And by you having a schedule, now you can see where your money flow is. Now you can see how your day is going, what you have to do. But without a schedule, you are all over the place, and you don't know where you're going. You don't know your back office. You don't know anything about your business. So you definitely have to be organized in your business. And so we teach our kids, definitely put down what your goal. God says to write down your vision and make it plain. So what is it that you want to accomplish this month? How much money do you want to make? You know, write these things down. Be specific with God, and trust me, He'll bring everything that you need.
Good. That is a very good answer from the both of you. If somebody walk up to you and ask you a question about their wanting to start their business, what advice would you give them?
I would basically say, especially if they're working, if they still work a 9-to-5, I'll basically tell them, make sure you have a plan before you quit your job. You need to have a plan together. You don't want to just quit your job and just start a business and you ain't got no plan. A lot of people say that's fake, but now that's ignorant. You got to have a plan together and seek God first before you just quit your job. So I would say, if you want to start a business, get your plan together, do your research, look for somebody that already did the business before you and see what they've done. Because success leads clues. So it's best to get learn the business that you're trying to go into and pretty much study the business and get you a mentor. Try to find you somebody that's in that business and get them to mentor you before you just quit your job. You got to learn the business.
And for me, it would be definitely a schedule. I'm so big on schedule. I would say make sure that you organize your time. You know, like my husband said, if you're working, then definitely do what you need to do at work, but just know that profit is better than wages. You know, so while you at work, let your work pay your regular bills, and while you build up on your future and your legacy with your business, you know, something that you will leave behind. So definitely do what you got to do so that you won't be out on the street but definitely build up on your business. What you say, man?
And I say one thing, like if somebody works a job, if you go to the job and you late and all that type of stuff, when you start your business, you're gonna have those same habits. So you got your job is basically your stepping stone to your business. So the same thing you do on your job, you're gonna do in your business. So it's very important you wake up on time, do those same different habits, because God is watching. God is seeing, okay, I can trust this person. So now they can start their business and I will bless it. But first they got to have all their habits together and have their time, because time is one of the most important things you can ever get. So we have to definitely be good stewards of our time. God is looking at, okay, you got a schedule. Are you following it? Are you abusing time? Or are you using it wisely? So if you do all those things, I think you can very be successful.
Amen, amen. You know, one of the people I like to listen to is Steve Harvey, and he made a statement a while back, and he was talking about making a leap of faith or stepping out into your business. And he said, and the way he explained it, I don't know if you guys ever heard this. He said it's like jumping off a cliff and he said, when you falling, he said, you're going to catch some of that cliff while you're falling. You're going to get your back. You're going to get your head. It's going to hurt. He said, but if you continue in what you're planning on doing and don't let what's going on behind you get to you, he said, sooner or later, your parachute going to open. He said, but you have to make that leap. What was your leap? Maybe I should say it like this. What did your leap look like when you first stepped out into business? Just share some of the ups and downs of it as you went through it.
Okay. I would say my leap was basically I saw myself on a job, and I saw myself, if I stay here, then I'm going to continue to live in paycheck to paycheck. I want to leave an inheritance for my kids. I want to give them something different. I want to be able to live life. I don't want to retire and then be living, still living from paycheck to paycheck. So my leap was, if I stay here, I'm going to be stuck here, and I'm not going to be able to live the lifestyle that I want to live. So basically, I had to jump.
Yeah, and for me, my leap was within. I've always known that I wanted much more than to work for somebody. I've been working since I was 14 years old. So just working for somebody, the ins and outs, you can't go to the restroom, you can't move, you can't do this, you got a 30-minute lunch that you got to swallow instead of chewing. You know, I just got tired of dealing with that. You know, get tired of, I love people. Sometimes those same people make your job hard. You know, and I just like, okay, Lord, I know you got something better for me. And really, my faith, I'm a faith walker. I walk by faith and not by sight. I you know, from when I left Dallas to come to Houston was by faith. I had an apartment before I even had a job. So I just knew that God had something more for me to do. And so when I got sick, that was my biggest leap. I was nervous. I was like, Lord, you know, we on a two-income household. What are we going to do? And God says, don't worry about that. Because when my husband, he gave me so much confirmation, because when he looked at me, he said, babe, I've got us. That was all the confirmation that I needed, was to know that my husband wasn't worried about our bills or worried about what was going to go on, or was the lights going to get cut off, or was the water was going to get cut off. He was like, I got us, but because I know that my husband listens to God, and I know that God directs his steps, I was comfortable with his answer, you know. And so that leap of faith of me quitting my job, knowing that our source does not lie in our job, but lie in God. God says that, hey, aren't we more better than the sparrows and the birds? You know, I got you. You just trust me. And so by me trusting God first and then my husband, I'm trusting him second,
then that made me it assured me that we were going to be okay. Now, was our day-to-day walk as entrepreneurs easy? Oh, no. It was not easy, you know, but we had each other and we had God. We had our children and we made the best out of what we had. It was not easy giving up a 9-to-5, but we didn't miss a beat. God still had our mortgage paid, had our lights on, our water going, but it wasn't, we had to have self-control. We had to say, okay, you know, we can't go out to eat like everybody else right now. We got to crock pot the meals, okay? We got to put ourselves on a budget. We have to, you know, we have to minimize what we're used to. You know, we can't do all the family trips like we used to. We got to minimize all of this because we got to save our money. Our money's a little funny, honey. You know, so we had to really do those things and really not argue about those things. My husband and I really never argued about money because we, like God, he is the visionary of our home. So when God gave him a vision, me as his wife, it's his help me. It's us to get to that vision. So if it's to minimize some things in our lives, then we have to do that. You know, a lot of women don't want to do that. A lot of women still want to go shopping, still want to go eating out. A lot of, you know, people want to do that. But you when you and your husband have a vision, yeah, you are in unity. You are one. You are supposed to work together and not against each other because you're trying to accomplish one goal. And so, yeah, that leap of faith was when I got sick, and it was always in me. So there you go.
What would you say is your biggest accomplishment for 2021? What would you say was your biggest accomplishment?
I would say the biggest thing is, man, one thing I say, and it's in my book, that when your wife and your when the husband and the wife come together with God, they're unstoppable. So we've actually put a plan together at the beginning of the year. Every time we in unity, God always bless us. So we said we're going to pay these things off, and we wrote down the plans, and everything started falling out. We said we're going to pay our vehicle off. We was able to do that, pay some credit cards off, get our credit score up, and pretty much those things so we can grow greater in business. So we accomplished those. Also, I wrote a book, and we accomplished a lot of things in 2021. One of our goals also is to become the better version of ourselves, and I feel like we are becoming better versions of ourselves. So God can't bless you if you God will bless you if he sees that you're working on yourself and you're growing. He don't want to bless you, and he feel like the blessing is going to destroy you. So you got to be prepared to get the blessing, or it's going to destroy you. God's not going to give, like, you won't give your kid no car and they 2 years old because you know they're going to kill themselves. So it's the same thing with God. God looks at us and he sees where we at on our levels, and he can bless us if he sees that we're putting that effort in to grow and become a better person.
Oh, yes. That's good, baby, because, you know, the accomplishments that we have made in 2021, you know, to get balanced and get just back healthy, you know, that's one of my biggest accomplishments is getting on a regimen. My brother is a bodybuilder, and so we actually went to one of his competitions, and it inspired me and my husband to do better. I mean, we was already down that path, but that really inspired me to see those people really taking care of themselves, you know, and we as individuals to do that. We have to take care of ourselves because we can make the money as entrepreneurs. We can do all of these things, but health is better than wealth because you can't enjoy your wealth without being healthy. And so that's one of my biggest accomplishments is that I have lost 10 pounds already just by eating right, doing healthy steps, and then me and my husband have committed to actually being in one of those bodybuilding competitions for next year. So that is like one of our biggest accomplishments is getting healthy.
Awesome. And also, I want to throw just a nugget in there. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I want to just throw this nugget in here. We went to an Eric Thomas conference, and what I tell everybody is these the four F's you need to work on every day. That's faith, which is you put God first, family, fitness, and finances. So if you work on those every day, you can see yourself growing, and that's very important. Of those four F's to work on every day.
That's it.
Okay. Now here's the big question. Tell us about this book. Why you wrote the book? What's the direction you was trying to go in the book? And who are you trying to specifically target, young or old?
Okay, so the book is called "How Can I Lead If She Doesn't Want to Follow?" And basically, God is awesome because I didn't know how the book was going to turn out, but I got before God, and God just pretty much gave me the vision. But the book is basically for men. But I actually got some testimonies that a lot of women are buying the book as well, and they liking it as well. But the book is basically just to show the men that we need God. Pretty much, I break the book is broke down into four quarters: the first quarter, second quarter, halftime, third quarter, and fourth quarter. So the first quarter, a lot of men like sports, so I kind of God gave me that idea. But the first quarter that you wake up, that's your time with God. The second quarter is us men, we are providers, so we have to provide for the family. So that's second quarter. The halftime is most men don't take a halftime. So that halftime is where you take a break, pretty much get before God because we got to recharge. We got two more quarters to play. And also in the book, it talks about one trick pony. We as men, all we was taught that we see is that we go to work, pretty much go to work. And that's the only trick that we know. But it's more to being a husband than providing. We have to do all those other things. So in the third quarter, it's the time that you spend with your family because that's one of the most important quarters too because you got to pour into your family as well. Me growing up, I was bad. Most people don't know I was married before. And one thing about it, I say I was a good husband. I provided, but it was different because I was led by myself. But I became a godly husband. A godly husband is led by God. So that's the two different things. You want to become a godly husband because you're led by God. And then that fourth quarter, we have to spend time with our wives as well as our spouse. So I say most men, we live a boring life. All we do is we go to work, we come home, watch TV, and then we want to have sex, and then we go to bed, and we repeat that cycle. So us as men, we got to break that cycle. We got to play four quarters. And what God was showing me also in my book is our woman is, if you think about it, women is the only thing that come with favor. You can buy a house. You can buy cars. Cars come with ACs and all these nice things, but none of these gifts comes with favor. So our wives come with favor. So we should take care of them and protect them because they come with favor. And God also showed me some of our blessings we can't get to without our wives. So once you become married, you get that favor. And that favor, man, God has just blessed me and my wife because once we come together, I know some blessings I can't get without her. So it's because God gives us favor once we get married. And that's pretty much a nutshell of what the book is about. And I feel like it's three things that a man should have. That should be a Bible, a planner, and my book. So get it.
Come on. You better promote yourself. You better promote yourself. I like that. Stand firm and say what you mean and mean what you say. You better promote yourself, brother. Well, before Apostle pray for you, after he pray for you guys.
I got one question.
Oh, you got a question? Oh, okay. Hold on. He got a question.
This one's going to be a hard question.
It's the last question. What does 2022 look like for you guys?
Oh, man. What does 2022 look like for us?
Can you repeat that question?
What does 2022 look like for us? Well, individually, it looks like for me because, you know, one thing that I've learned in life is that as a wife and as a mother, and as a husband and as a father, we're individual people that God put together to do one goal. So God still got each one of us to do things individually, but then we come together in unity as a whole to do what God has in store for us. We didn't mention earlier, but my husband and I, we have a nonprofit called Team Salvation. And we go out into the community and we do different things in the community and we service the community. You know, we go in the highways and the byways because a lot of times people don't want to go to church nowadays. But because of COVID, a lot of things we had to kind of take back or whatnot because we used to draw in a crowd of 500 or more. And so now in 2022, my husband and I, we was talking, yeah, we need to bring back what God has because people need ministry right now, you know, and they need Jesus right now. And so we're bringing back Team Salvation. We're bringing back Reflections. Reflections is our poetry spot that we had in Sugarland. But of course, COVID kind of ended that. But what Reflection was a platform for different artists and individuals to come out and display the gifts that God has given them and minister their gifts. And a lot of people have been calling us and like, are y'all bringing back Reflections? 2022 is going to be a year of restoration. It's going to be a year of restoration for us. Because God, as an individual, has told me to do a tent revival, it's called Restoration Revival. It's going to be in January the 30th, and it's going to bring restoration and healing to those individuals. Also, I'm a TV show host, so 2022 looks like for me is getting more involved in my TV show. It's called Healing for the Broken. It's on NDTV Network, and it's on all the social media platforms. If you go to my page, Candace Blank, you will see it. Every Thursday, I go into the studio, and we give and talk with individuals, giving their testimonies about where they've been through, what they've been through, how God brought them out. So 2022 is basically expanding for me, myself, and for our family, expanding our family, spending more time with my extended family, mom, dad, you know, because life is short. And you know, just loving on our family. You know, Reggie has a different vision as well for our family. He can talk to you more about that. But definitely expanding on those different things for us.
Yeah, and I would just say pretty much going back over what my wife was saying, just pretty much becoming a better version of ourselves, pouring into God's people and becoming selfless. That's what I would say for 2022.
Okay, very good, very good. After Apostle Perfy Vote, tell the people how they can contact you if they want you to come speak, definitely how they can purchase this book, any upcoming events, let them know because we're real big on iron sharpening its iron and supporting one another. That's what the body of Christ fails to do sometimes. When someone have a little leeway, the other person get jealous, and it's not supposed to be like that. We're supposed to be standing together and pushing through. How? Let them know after you pray how they can contact you, where they can purchase your book, and anything else you have to say to the new entrepreneurs that's getting ready to step out.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the blanks, Lord God. We thank you for their heart. We thank you for their desire. God, we thank you for what you have sent in our presence, God. God is a template, Lord God. God, for the ones that are looking for change, looking for shift, looking for transition, looking how to become the better versions of themselves. Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to share, God, their experiences with the world, God, experiences with those who are in a place, Lord God, that did not understand what direction that they were going into, oh God. God, we thank you for this great couple, God. We pray, God, your choice blessings over their lives even now, God. Everything, God, that the man and woman of God hands touch, God. God, we pray that it shall prosper. God, we speak against every word and every deed of the enemy that is lurking around in the area right now, God, that will try to come, God, and attack them right now, God. We speak against every plot and every plan of the enemy that desires to cause them to buckle and to shift and to change and to throw in the towel. Father, we pray right now, God, that your hedge of protection not only be around them, God, but, Lord, your standard that is built up against the enemy right now. God, we pray, God, that it stands firm, God, in everywhere that the enemy tries to come in at, God. God, we stand on your word where the enemy comes in one way, Father, you will send them out seven different ways, God, and we thank you, Lord God, God, for having them just split and go different ways, oh God, to the point to where, God, when they try to attack them, Lord God, they will be so confused, Lord. We thank you for confusing the enemy's mindset, confusing the enemy's plan, not knowing which way to go. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for you just being God and being God all by yourself, God. We thank you for Jehoshaphat as they begin to praise and worship God. God, the enemy turned on themselves, God, and begin to commit suicide on their own self. God, we thank you for the enemy committing suicide right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon, every devil that will just die at their feet, seeing God, God, that you have put into them, God, everything that they need. God, we pray for their children now, God. God, we pray a special blessing over their lives, God. We pray your hands of protection and coverage over them, oh God. God, all of the young prophets and pastors and preachers, God, God, that they're raising up right now, God. God, we thank you right now, God, for everything that their mother and father have instilled in them, God. God, it will not only come forth, God, God, but they shall walk in prosperity. They shall walk in power. They shall walk in grace. They shall walk in wisdom. They shall walk in power. God, they shall walk in deliverance. They shall walk in hope. God, they'll be able to step in places, Lord God, God, and command, God, the power and the grace and the glory to fall in the room, God. God, in everything that they desire, everywhere that they desire, Lord God, God, we thank you for them being established even now. God, before they go, God, thank you. Even before they get there, God, God, we thank you for the place being already prepared. God, in every aspect of their life, God, we thank you in advance, God. God, we thank you for the favor, oh God, God, that is established and set up in their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we glorify you right now, God. God, we speak over the woman, God's body. God, we speak over her body right there. God, we speak over her body right now. God, and she ministers in hope. God, and she speaks hope, God. God, we speak hope over her now. God, we speak the healing scriptures over her now, God. God, the chastisement of our peace was laid upon you, God. God, and by your stripes he is healed, God. Healing is the children's bread, God. God, we said our son, O Rabbi,
hallelujah.
God, we speak, Lord God. God, the oil of healing, Amandi O Shah, Randi, the healing oil, Lord. God, from the crown of her head, Father, to the soles of her feet, God. God, everything, God, that's not right, God, we command it to line up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. She got work to do, Father. Sunday, she got work to do, Lord God. God, she needs to be complete in her body, God. God, that's an assignment that I'm not shining to my side. That's a test to her life. God, there's an assignment, God. God, and she has to be complete and healed, God, to complete the assignment. So, God, we thank you in advance.
Thank you,
Jesus. God, for the healing over her body, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, we thank you for the love that abides. God, in the marriage, God, thank you, Father. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for all things being made well, Lord God. God, we thank you for bringing them back, Lord God. God, like they were dating in high school, Lord God. We thank you for the high school love, God. God, we thank you for the high school relationship, God. God, where they call and text each other, walking in a room, walking and smiling at one another, God. God, we thank you, Lord, God, for bringing the love back, God. God, for keeping the love strong, God. God, for my God, for stopping all the naysayers out in the world, Lord God. All my God, I see them. I see them. I see the ones on the outside trying to look in, trying to figure out how long is this going to last, God. God, I thank you, Lord, God, for breaking it up right now, God, and punishing them now, God. I'm out of my side. Every word that the enemy talks, that he can come in and cause conflict in this marriage, we demand that the enemy cease and desist. We command that a cease and desist order, Lord, y'all, by the laws of the Lord. My God, you have no power. You have no strength, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for canceling the assignment of the enemy.
Thank you.
And silencing his voice. And where he wanted to, Father, we thank you that he can. Where he desired to, my God, his desire has left his face, his mindset has left his mouth, has left his taste, Lord God. God, and they are now walking in complete and total joy, peace. God, finances overflow in their businesses, Lord God. Overflow in their pocketbooks, overflow in their ministry. God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, it cannot be otherwise. Because you spoke it. It shall be so. And it will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you guys as well. Before you go, let them know how they can contact you, how they can purchase this book, so they can support as well. Y'all are being listened to in 19 countries. The last country we picked up was Israel, Jerusalem. So let them know how they can contact you guys and definitely how they can get this book.
Oh, man. Well, with me, if you need any financial services, you can just definitely just call me. My number is 832-665-9009. I would love to talk with you more individually, of course, about whatever it is that you are going through, because we need to leave a legacy for our children's children, no matter if you're alive or dead. You need to leave a legacy and allow so that your children's children can live on. Also, I am a motivational speaker, a poet. If you want to book me, you can definitely, my email address is CandaceBlanks8@gmail.com. That's CandaceBlanks8@gmail.com. I am Candace Blanks on Facebook. I'm Lifeless 2017 on Instagram, and that's LIFELESS 2017 on Instagram. If you all would like to come out and support, I have an upcoming play on October the 8th that is called Prison Break. You can go on Eventbrite and look up Prison Break and purchase your ticket and come out and support myself and Miss Kashima. In this particular play, I am blessed to be part of with this awesome woman of God. Thank you so much. And here's my husband.
My name is Reginald Blanks. You can reach me. First of all, my print and graphics business is my website is clgraphicsllc.com. Again, that's clgraphicsllc.com, and that's for printing and graphics. Also, you can reach us on Facebook at CL Graphics, and my phone number is 832-238-1516. And also for our business, for my book, You can reach me at Facebook at Reginald K. Blank, and Instagram is Author Reginald K. Blank. Our email is authorreginaldkblanks@gmail.com, and you can purchase the books on all those platforms. Also, you can contact us. Also, we can ship the book out to you as well. But Facebook, Instagram, and email are great ways to reach us as well.
And in addition to the book has a planner. So to all of those men who was like, where can I get a planner? Reggie has actually wrote a has a planner that goes coincides with the book. So you can get all of those things with us and purchase those things as well, plus the t-shirt that goes with the book as well. And we can, whenever you call, we can give you the specials on the book, the planner, and the t-shirt that goes with it. And so just piggyback on that, women, this book is for everybody. Yes, it was written for men, but as a woman, every woman needs to read it as well. So definitely, women, y'all get the book as well.
Amen, amen. Listen, we're just excited. We just love y'all so much. This is our first time actually meeting y'all. But well, we love y'all so well. My first time.
We love you too.
y'all are just so sweet and so genuine and so real. And we appreciate, you know, sometimes people can be so prosthetic. Some people can be so cosmetic. They have this mask on, you know, and they don't want to share the scars. They don't want to share the hurt. They don't want to share the pain. They don't want to share what they done went through, you know, because they think that it might taint some things. But, you know, we thank God for it. We thank God for you guys allowing them to see who y'all really are, you know, and we appreciate that. And the realness of who y'all are, and I'm going to let you know, y'all know, that blessed somebody. That really blessed somebody.
Thank you.
And I want to definitely give a shout-out that Miss Blanks will be on November the 18th to deliver the word on Women's Day Thursday. I should tell you that because you didn't know that, sir. Yeah, she'll be back.
Well, Minister Reggie going to become the old man on Monday. How about that? I'm going to get with Minister Reggie and see about him coming on man on Monday since we out here on slugs and stuff.
Don't be petty, man of God. That's not a good apostle. Don't be petty. Yeah, come on, you know, but I'm just saying, our reaction. So,
Whatever. Yeah. You got so slug. Mr. Blake, don't be all. See what I got to go do.
But you love every bit of it. You love every bit of
every bit of it. I tell people ask, we ask the question every time we talk to people about us, and we ask people, we say, how long do you think we've been married? I'm gonna ask that question. How long y'all think we've been married?
The way y'all talking, at least 20 plus years.
Thank you so much for that. We've only been married 3 years.
Wow, you know, three is divine blessings.
Yes. We've made it, and I tell people we did not make it without trials and tribulations. We didn't make it without issues and circumstances and situations. We gonna have y'all back on because we gonna have a marriage thing.
That's the reason why we have open book. That's the reason why we formed our business called Open Book, because we want to be an open book to those, because we know what it's like to be married before, divorced, remarried, blended family, baby mama, baby daddy drama, all of the above. We know what it's like. We've been married going on 11 years, October 30th, and we've been through some stuff.
Write a poem about it.
Yes, listen, we have a poem called Three. It's God, husband, and wife. And that poem has blessed so many marriages, and I'm not just saying it because we wrote it, but I'm just saying because people have given us testimonials about it. And but it was that poem is God really had to give us the word to say in that poem for the married couples, because it is what we went through, and we are an open book. We like to heal marriages. There's so many divorces going out there nowadays, and it's in the church.
You're absolutely right. But listen, we're gonna touch base, because we need to do that. We need to schedule out some time, and we're gonna figure out a date
after the play,
because I know y'all got a lot going on right now.
Yes.
So we're gonna put the fly together. We need to do this, because it's got a, believe it or not, whether we want to confess it, whether they want to hide it, whether they want to take it and tuck it under a sheet or tuck it under some cover, whatever they want to do, wherever they want to put it in, hide it in the bedroom closet, hide it under the bed. It's got pastors. It's got preachers. It's got prophets. It's got evangelists that are married, that have been marital issues and still trying to minister, and they broke at the same time in their marriage.
Man, you hitting on something right there.
First lady and evangelists and missionaries that are broken and still trying to remember. Remember, hurt people. How can you minister to someone and you're hurting? It's not going to go anywhere. It's going to still be dirty. It's not going to be clean. So we definitely going to have to get together after the play. We're going to sit down and get some dates together, see what's good for you guys, maybe a Tuesday or Wednesday, and going to have to get that together because it needs to be out. Like I said, we just picked up Israel. When we started this broadcast, we heard everything, no support, no nothing. And I told my husband, we got this. God didn't give this to us for nothing. And we come from two different walks of life. I share my testimony with you. And I say it all the time. People have no idea what I've been through. I was one of the biggest dope dealers in Houston, Texas. You know, I was a madam. 5'3", would kick in your door and whoop your tail and walk out like nothing happened. And people need to hear that God saved me. He can save you. 17 tattoos. My husband told me, don't you cover up nothing. Somebody needs to see that. And that's what I love about him. He pushed me where I needed to be. And that's what people need to know. It can be done.
Yes.
Again, we thank you guys for coming on. We had a phenomenal time. I shared the show with you if you want to share it later. I'm going to have to text you, Apostle Noma, to give to Minister Blank, since he's kind of shady because I got you coming on. So I'm going to have to take
we'll
you this number so they can talk.
We'll do. I will pass it on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. We thank you guys. Do you guys have any closing remarks you want to share before we get off?
I would just say, I know one of the questions she asked was to give some advice to the people who are just now starting an entrepreneurship. Just walk in faith. Believe in yourself. Just basically think about this. If your job is paying you $30,000, that means you're worth $60,000. If your job is paying you $50,000, that means you're worth $100,000. So go out there and do it for yourself. Have faith in God. Believe in yourself. It's not going to be easy, but it will be worth it.
Yeah, and I would just say it's just an honor to be on the program. And I'm glad for the opportunity, and also ask God to continue to bless y'all, that y'all continue to do this program, because it's been a blessing to us, and I know it's blessing other people as well.
Thank y'all so much for having us.
Amen, amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Listen, we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to let you guys go. We're going to go ahead and let you guys go. And you guys can finish listening in if you like to. I'm gonna do a little piece of a mini sermonette here. Maybe my wife will do a little mini sermonette or something. We gonna share something. So y'all listen in. We're gonna go to a quick commercial break. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And God bless you. We thank you for continuing to listen in. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. press 1 for prayer, or you guys want to speak to the host. If you guys didn't have any questions for our guest is going to be on for just a little bit while longer. Listen, and those guys, you guys can ask those questions, and we will be glad to help you guys out with that. So please listen in, and we'll be right back.
It's my friend. Miss Faith Evans, y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Amen. 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 You want to take me off a speaker? This man here. First, the overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. It says, you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. Those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice this morning, we want to extend to you this opportunity. We call it our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer. We took the old way, which is the prayer of salvation, and for you to give your life to Christ. We call it the overcomer scripture and overcomer prayer simply because you are capable to overcome no matter where you are. No matter where you find yourself at today, no matter what you may be experiencing in life, no matter how rough the road may be, no matter what you may be seeing right now, no matter how bad your circumstance and situation may look, I want you to know, we want you to know, that you can overcome that thing. The enemy's desire, the scripture says it like this, the enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. His desire, his whole purpose, his whole reason for being, what he desires is to sift you like wheat. But I love how the scripture plays out. The scripture plays out and it turns and it says, Peter, the devil desires to sift you like wheat. He said, but I prayed for you and I prayed that your faith fail you not. One of the most important things I want you to understand, if you don't take away nothing from this, we gave you the natural things about how to get your business started, how to get your life lined up, how to get everything in place, how to get all this. Now we want to talk to you about your spiritual life. We want to talk to you about your spiritual life. We want to talk to you about getting in lined up with God and doing what needs to be done to, watch this here, to solidify what you have in your hand now. Because you have the wisdom and the knowledge. Now you need the spiritual. Now you need the faith. Now you need that God-like faith, that God-like walk to go right along with what you got. Now watch this here. I want you to understand that in life, you're going to experience some things. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tests. You're going to go through some heartaches. You're going to go through some pain. You're going to go through some times when people just left you for dead and talked about you and accused you of everything and said, called you everything except a child of God. They didn't call you everything except for the name that's printed on your birth certificate. Okay? Let's get that out the way. What I don't want you to do is I don't want you to focus on where you are right now. Because if you focus on where you are right now, you'll lose what God is trying to take you into. Oh, my God, that felt good all down in the city of my never-dying soul because I felt like I touched somebody when I said that. Listen, you have to understand that no matter where you may find yourself at, man of God, no matter where you may find yourself at, woman of God, no matter what you may be experiencing in life right now, man of God, no matter what you may be experiencing in life right now, woman of God, that God has a plan already set up and orchestrated in your life. Only thing you have to do, watch this here, is walk therein. I'm going to say that again because that made somebody's day. Walk therein. If you walk by faith and not by sight, watch this here, you can accomplish what you need to accomplish. You can't focus on where you are and what you're experiencing because if you focus on where you are and what you're experiencing, watch this here, you will for surely, without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to miss the next shifting in God. But you have to keep your eyes on the prize. My Bible says it like this. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to say that again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You first off have to understand that you got the substance already in your hand. Only thing you got to do is take the faith and add to the substance. Even though you don't see it yet, even though you have not put your hands on it yet, even though you're not possessing that thing yet, even though that thing has not came into full fruition, all it is a thought. Come on here. All it is a thought in your head and an inkling in your heart. Watch this. A piece of paper that you done wrote it on faith now is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I want you to know this morning, your salvation, the place where God is trying to get you to, that relationship that he's trying to unfold in your life. Watch this. It may be that piece of paper. Lord, I need to get in church. Lord, it may be that salt in your head. You know what, if mama was still alive, you know, mama always told me, granny always said this, mama always said that. It just may be a thought. Come on, babies. It may be a thought in your head, but it's working for your good. Only thing you got to do is walk into the place of faith that has been established in your life. And it's real simple. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. It's just as simple as you receiving the prayer that we're getting ready to pray. I didn't want this to be a long, drawn-out anything. I just wanted you to get clarity. Because sometimes we can be in a fog. Sometimes we can be in confusion. Sometimes we can be in a place where we don't understand. Sometimes we can be in a place where we heard something that just didn't sound right, that just didn't sit right. And we're confused. We're a little confused because of what we heard. But I want to dismiss the smoke. I want to let you know that the devil don't have nothing but smoke and mirrors. Lies in your windows, and you can walk clean up out of all of that he's trying to present to you right now. You can walk in faith. Simply, you can walk in salvation. Simply, you can walk in deliverance. Simply by walking out of the place that you're in right now. Ooh, I felt that. The door has already been opened. The way has already been made. Only thing you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, man, woman, boy, girl, friend, frenemy, is walk in what God has called you to walk into. It's just that simple. Now watch this. Let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. I'm just to pray. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to reintroduce that scripture of Romans 10 and 9. And when I do that, just lift your hands and say, Father, I receive it. I receive you. I receive you. All right, let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that's under the sound of our hearts. Father, our prayer this morning is that you would reach those that are unreachable by man's hand, unreachable by man's innuendo and agenda. Reach those, Lord God, God, that have turned away from the church. Reach those that are in hurt and in pain and in want and in need. Father, we pray that you would reach them today. Reach them in a way like only you know how. Father, bring them into the fullness of who they are and whose they are in you. Give them freedom. Give them peace. Give them joy. Give them hope. Give them deliverance. Give them power. Give them strength. Give them that they need to see, understand, and comprehend, Father, that they may be able to walk, watch this here, and complete and total deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Rest on them even now, Father, that they don't give up in the fight. They don't faint in the fight. They don't give up in the challenges that are coming on their life. Surrender unto them, God. God, that they need to walk in the fullness of who you are. Father, we thank you for breaking every shackle and every chain off their lives. God, thank you for deliverance. Oh my God. Thank you for deliverance sitting in the room and them seeing the direction that they need to go in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, give them that strength, God, to come into the place where they need to be in. Romans 10 and 9 says it like this. If they confess with their mouth, it's your opportunity. If they confess with their mouth, believe in their hearts that you died and was raised from the dead, that they will be saved. Father, thank you for allowing them to walk in a safe place in you, a delivered place in you, a new place in you, that everything that they desire, everything that they've been looking for is in your care and in your hands. And give them peace. Strengthen them for the journey ahead. And let them know that all things are working together for their good. In the mighty and rich and powerful name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we have three keys we want to share with you. And once we share those three keys with you, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to go to our next step. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. The first key is to get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, from your church home. If you go in, please mask up, wash your hands, sanitize your hands. You're definitely welcome to join us on Our House on Facebook, 7:15 on Tuesdays and 10:30 on Sundays. Also, if you're under someone, when you get up under someone, make sure what they're preaching, they're walking it. This is very critical if you surrender your life to Christ. We're not saying it's going to be easy. The devil's going to come double to fight against you. Remember, get you a Bible. That's one. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking what they're preaching. And amen. Apostles having difficulties.
This phone, Jesus, I think it's possessed. In the name of Jesus, I command you to lease my phone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, you guys that are listening today, we thank you so much for all your support. We thank you for your continued support. If there's no more questions that's up on the board, no one's elected to ask any more questions. We want to make sure those of you all that are listening in, you have the opportunity to sow into this ministry, sow into the Abba, sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you could do so by going to your Cash App. And your Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. Or you could go to your PayPal. Your PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And you could go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 832-816-7933. The number again is 832-816-7933. Either one of those ways you can sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection ministry. All of your seeds that are sown into this ministry, realize and understand that we take those seeds that you sow into us and we sow those seeds into others. We feed the homeless. We do a lot of outreach ministry. We try our best to service as much of our community as we possibly can with the seeds that you sow. And we are so grateful for those of you all who have been sowing and have sown before. We pray that your seed continues to grow. And remember, this is how you reap a harvest in a field that you don't get to get planted. When you plant into us, we pay it forward to the next man. And that seed that we sow into that fertile ground grows, and it goes into the next person and into the next person and into the next person. This is the sowing of reaping and reciprocity, that when you sow, you receive what you sow. Amen. It may not come back. It may not come back as finances. It may come back as a healing. It may come back as one of your children getting saved and delivered. It may come back as a healing. It may come back as a testimony about something that you've been waiting on God to do. So don't always look for it to come. It never comes. Let me tell you something. Your seed never come back to you the same way. Oh, that's a preach right there all by itself. That's a preach. Your seed never come back the same way you sent it out. If you sent out an apple, well, you sent out an apple seed, the seed don't come back, but you got a full tree or apple tree. Come on here. It never looks like the same thing that you sown when you sow. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even tend to go there. But listen, it never comes back to you the same way you sow. Always remember, what you sow, it always morphs into something greater. It always morphs into something greater. So listen, we thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. We love you so much. I'm telling you, we thank the blanks for coming on this morning and sharing on this morning. We thank you guys so much. We thank you for the knowledge, your genuineness of who you are and what you shared on this morning. It blessed, it not only blessed the people, but it blessed them. It did something for me. I didn't get the opportunity to tell you guys that, but it blessed me. It caused me to look a little bit differently and at some things to kind of get some things together and organize. Amen. So I thank you guys so much. I thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. We thank God for the seeds that you sown into us on this morning. You caused a paradigm shift, not only in the ones that were under the sound of your voice, but you blessed the Worldwide Gospel Connection radio broadcast as well. You blessed Lady Douglas and myself. We thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. We love you so much. And listen, we thank God. And remember, guys, that number again is 563-999-3628. Then share that number. Share the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Share it to your Facebook. Share it to your friends list. Share it to your Instagram, your MySpace. Just share it. Just share it on every platform you got. Share it for us. And we really appreciate you. We'll love you. We appreciate you for that. And again, we thank God for the blanks. We thank God for their steadfastness, their stand, and what they're doing in the community and what they're doing right now as a whole and as a couple. Listen, guys, we thank you so much. God bless you. We will talk to you guys on Monday for our Man Up Monday broadcast. And again, you guys continue to listen in and continue to just be blessed by what God is doing in this time and in this hour in your life. Remember, all things are working together for you. It may not look like it right now, but know that God has a plan set up and orchestrated for your life. Only thing you got to do is let God in and let him do it. Amen? God bless you.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say
the healing of your body to the raising of the dead.